Paradise County by Karen Robards. Read by Vita Vasitis.
Chapter 1. The instant he stepped inside the dark barn, Joe Welch knew he'd found the source of his urgent sense that something was wrong. Someone was in the barn. Someone who had no business being there. The thoroughbreds were restless, moving agitatedly about in their stalls, not quiet like they should be so late at night. One, he thought it was Suleiman, whinnied to him softly. There was an indefinable heaviness in the air, the weight of an unseen presence. He could feel it, tangible as the scent of smoke that still lingered outside from the burning of a pile of brush that afternoon. Standing in the rectangle of moonlight that streamed through the wide door he had just rolled partly open, squinting down the long row of stalls, Joe searched the shadows for an intruder. At the same time, his fingers slid along the sanded, smooth planks, groping for the light switch. He found it, flipped it, and nothing happened. Figured. The lights were out, which wasn't all that unusual. The wind had been up earlier, and sometimes, out here in the county, that was all it took to knock down a power line. Or maybe a fuse was blown. That happened sometimes, too, when too many lights were turned on at once. Lots of lights were on up at the big house tonight. He had seen them as he'd walked across the field, so it was probably a fuse. Damn. His gaze continued to search the darkness as his hand dropped to his side. After a moment, he found what he was seeking. A darker, denser, human-shaped shadow that seemed to be sitting on the soft, raked sawdust of the floor. The figure's back rested against the left side wall. Its legs were stretched.